From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Revised U.S. travel ban begins tonight. The U.S. is hours away from implementing new travel rules, requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted to this country. Senior administration officials Thursday outlined how consular officials should proceed with visa applications for people from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The new rules would be implemented at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's 2000 Universal Time tonight. Anyone in transit to the U.S. with travel scheduled before July 6 will be allowed to enter. Those with travel booked afterward will be addressed later, according to senior administration officials. Previous scheduled visa application appointments will not be canceled, according to administration officials, but all new applicants would have to prove their bona fide relationship to a family member or a business. NATO foreign leaders met today to discuss several issues, including the Afghan conflict and the fight against terrorism. Jens Stoltenberg is NATO's Secretary General.
We are making progress on both. Since joining the global coalition to defeat ISIS in May, we have already increased the flight time for our AWACS surveillance aircraft supporting the coalition. And our senior civilian representative has taken up office in Baghdad. Here at the NATO headquarters, I have just appointed Rose Gottemuller, my Deputy Secretary General, to coordinate the alliance's efforts in the fight against terrorism.
Stoltenberg also said NATO troops in Afghanistan will only assist the Afghan forces but not engage in combat. This is VOA News.